Right here, right now is all we need. Relax your mind and set it free. Be all you got, be all I see. The way you move, the way you feel. Look at me, I'm falling, falling. Feeling like I'm love blind, taking over my mind. Look at me, I'm falling, falling. Feeling like I'm love blind, taking over my mind. Look at me, I'm
falling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 504. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we are joined by a man who is still not united with his E3 swag, Wombat.
Maybe this weekend. Maybe.
Is it swag or schwag?
It's whatever you want it to be, my friend.
Swag is like, you know, like your style, right? Like your strut.
And the stuff would be a schwag bag.
Right. The stuff you get for free is schwag. Right, Chip?
I've seen it both ways. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Can I spoil something in Wombats?
Yes. It's probably been spoiled already.
Oh, okay. Did he get the Pachter bag with the little remote control helicopter drone?
No, I got him the more expensive one, which was the headset bag.
Okay. I got one of each when we went.
Of course you did.
Talk about swag.
No, it was just they had amounts for each bag.
Oh, interesting.
And I put in a in-between amount, and she just gave me both of them. So
they had a lot of bags. I think what happens was they, in previous years, they ask you to make a charitable donation on the way out, and then they give you a bag. But people were giving a lot less than they had anticipated. So this year, they said if you give, I don't know, $50, you get this bag with the headphones. And if you give, I forgot what the other amount was, less.
I think it was 25 or something.
How much?
25 or 30.
Yeah,
something
30,
like that.
I think. Then you get the bag with the drone in it. Mm-hmm. Right. So what's the spoiler?
The spoiler is I was just going to warn Wombat about that thing.
Oh, what happened?
Like this is a drone. I don't know, probably about an inch and a half by an inch and a half. Like if you looked at it,
that's very small,
very, very small. And so I took it out in my backyard and I'm getting used to the controls. It comes with a little controller. This isn't one of those things like you like hook up to your phone or something. And so I start going up with it, and all of a sudden, it just keeps going up. And I'm like, I see it. Oh, it's gone.
You mean it went into orbit?
It took off on me.
So you have no idea where it is?
I know the general direction it went.
Up?
Up.
All right.
Wow. It may turn up.
Sure.
Sweet.
It was up and away. I was trying to get it to come down and towards, and I didn't have my controls. They need to invert those.
It went back to its home planet.
Right. It's impressive how high it can go.
Considering it's so small.
How high it went. It may still be up there.
Right. It could be still going. I don't know.
I think
that's the thing with those things. Like once the radio, like you get out of radio signal, is there like a kill switch on them, or are they just like, well, he told me to go up?
No, I think it stops.
I think it's supposed to stop. Doesn't mean it does.
I have a feeling that it went back to Pachter, and they're going to use it again next year.
But he has to buy
the
new
controllers.
Controller's
nice.
Yeah.
That's going to come back too. Have you seen the controller around?
The controller? Yeah.
It's going to sprout legs like a transformer.
Like the auto dialer on The Simpsons. The Return to Professor Frank. Anyway, so Wombat did not get his E3 bag yet. He almost got it on Wednesday when I went into the city to play table tennis, but I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to meet up with him. I didn't want to bring the big bag in along with my other table tennis bag.
It probably worked out for the best anyway, because who wants to carry that bag around? I don't want to, and you don't want to. I'm more than happy to come by your house and pick it up.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
But I went to, instead, I still didn't stop me from meeting up with Wombat after my table tennis, where we went to Virgil's Barbecue in Times Square and had a very fun lunch together.
We did. It was quite good.
And that was
I didn't eat dinner that night. I came home and my wife was like, my in-laws are staying at my house because I must have done something terrible in a past life. Yes. And they had dinner. Dinner, and by dinner I mean leftovers. Like, oh, we saved you food. And I'm like, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good.
They already touched your food. They soiled it. Yeah, I was pretty full too, actually. But I did eat dinner. Didn't stop me from eating dinner. But
stop me. I was like, nope, I'm good. I don't need anything else. I had way too much for lunch.
Wombat had a burnt end sandwich, and after he ordered it, the guy warned him what was on the sandwich because he thought like Wombat might not actually be up for it. Like he thought like don't think that it's just burnt ends between two slices of bread. It's what it have sausage on it.
Sausage and an onion ring. Just one onion ring though.
On Texas toast.
I don't want people to think that I was going crazy with onion rings.
Right. And Wombat's like, no, I'm in. Don't worry.
And I ordered it with coleslaw, and they brought it out with fries. But in my head, I was thinking, man, I'm really excited to have some coleslaw. And then they brought out the fries, and I'm like, but I wanted coleslaw. And then they brought me. So I wound up getting two sides.
Woo-hoo!
The price of one. So
somebody called you out on Twitter after I posted the picture. They're like, only in America can you get French fries and mac and cheese.
I know, but I didn't order French fries. For that, that's exactly
up for you. I defended your honor, Wombat.
I appreciate that.
I said,
because I actually said the same exact thing. I'm like, I don't need French fries and macaroni and cheese. I'd much rather have the vegetables that are drowned in mayonnaise.
Right.
Right. The vegetables.
I mean,
coleslaw.
It was good. But I was so happy because I just came from table tennis where I beat two really good adult players who I normally do not beat. One guy who I never thought I would ever beat him. And another guy who I only beat once in a while, but I beat them both back to back. And I was high basically. I was so excited. It's like crazy. My legs are pretty sore today from that.
Yeah, but you know, it's worth it.
It was worth it. I'm glowing. I'm still glowing. So that was fun. And I have, you know, people write in and they ask for updates on my smart home. So I have I forgot to tell you that I got a new smart device for Father's Day a couple of weeks ago. And that is, what the fuck is it called? It's the Sonic something.
Sonicare?
Sonicare toothbrush from Philips.
So what makes it smart?
I mean, it's smart in a very loose definition of the term smart product, but
put me in your mouth. Put me in your mouth.
Get in there. No, it vibrates like every 30 seconds to tell you to move it to a different location. So four times 30 seconds basically. But you know, this is like a really intense electric toothbrush. Like it feels like your mouth is getting like inside a car wash or something. It's like you got to be careful. Like, there's a setting for it for the first time that you use it. Like, I'm a noob setting, and it gradually ramps up the power over a week, basically. So you don't blow out your mouth, because it was definitely drawing blood for like a day or two, because I was getting too much gum, I think. But I'll tell you,
I had a cavity filled last week. My wife has the Sonicare. I don't. Maybe I
should. You should get it. I mean, I find that it makes it much easier to get the inside of your teeth, you know, like the tongue side of your teeth.
Well, my teeth are slowly crumbling into powdery dust.
This could slow it down, I feel.
Maybe.
Because my dentist said I did a horrible job brushing my teeth. And I feel like this is really helping a lot. I feel like it's much easier to get those hard to reach places, especially like the back of the teeth. And plus it like almost forces you to do, doesn't force you, but you know you're doing 2 minutes exactly every time you do it because it fucking turns off when the 2 minutes are done.
Mm-hmm.
The other cool thing about it, which I don't know, it doesn't really matter that much, but it's pretty neat. It comes with a glass, right? And the glass is what plugs into the wall. So to charge it, you just drop it into the glass like it was a regular toothbrush. It's not like a not getting plugged into a dock or anything. It has like.
But you can't drink out of that.
You can. It's crazy. Technology is. It's like a conductive charging or something.
I don't know. It just sounds to me like electrocute yourself.
No, because you pick the glass up off the charging pad. The glass sits on a charging pad. And then you put the toothbrush in.
Oh, you didn't say it. Okay, well, I get it.
It's
now.
Less sexy when you say it like that. But it's pretty neat. You don't have to like plug the toothbrush in anything. You just put it in a glass like you do any toothbrush. And then it charges.
Now I just stick my head under the faucet. This sounds much more refined.
I'm telling you, I really recommend it. I feel like I may not have as many cavities during my next dentist visit. I think I'm going to get the kids one for Ty because I know he does a shit job brushing his teeth.
Yeah. I go to a new dentist now, and he had it all done up for this new filling. I like my new dentist. He's a good dentist. He was born in China and raised by Orthodox Jews. He's the only Chinese Jew I've ever met.
Wow.
And he does the whole thing. He puts the Bose noise-canceling headphones on when he's doing everything.
Oh, wow.
And he goes and he has a TV that he flips right over you, so all you see is the TV. And he has Netflix, and he just says, what do you want to watch?
Oh, I don't have that.
So I watched Hot Fuzz with noise-canceling headphones while they drilled my tooth. I couldn't even hear it.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea. That's especially good for kids.
Yeah.
Like Wombat. So,
like me.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who likes to have their head drilled.
Well, I know, but my dentist doesn't have any of that shit. He just goes in. No technology. He uses an actual hardware drill. No, he doesn't. In other home news, we discovered that we have mice. I don't know if you want to call it like an infestation because that makes it sound really bad.
One mouse is an infestation,
right? You don't want any mice.
No,
but
then they bring their friends.
Yeah,
is it as bad as when I lived in my apartment in Manhattan?
No, I've never seen any of the mice, but I've heard them tip tapping on the ceiling. You know, between the first floor and the second floor. I hear them.
Spider mice?
I hear them running in the ceiling, in between.
Maybe it's just really big spiders.
No.
Did you put traps down?
So I hired an exterminator. I got a good recommendation from my neighbor. Said that they love this particular company. And the guy came, and he was looking around. You know, they check out the whole house to see where they're getting in from. And, I've left out a part. We, Mrs. Cheapy is the one who discovered the mice because she opened up our drawer in the kitchen where we keep our silverware, and she found mouse droppings.
Yeah, that's usually the sign.
And she thought at first it was roaches, but then we realized that it was mice because we Googled it.
In your silverware drawer?
I know, dude. It's fucked up. Because
how do they even get into a silverware drawer?
I'll tell you.
A mouse could fit into a space the size of a dime.
So we did we redid the entire kitchen, but we kept this one cabinet that was built into the wall, and wouldn't you know it, the drawer, it's not, there's no back to the cabinet. It's completely open back there to the inside of the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you can, so that's how the mice got in there.
Gotcha.
So anyway, so the guy came and did a really good job, and he figured out that there was a lot of spaces in the garage door where the mice could fit under the garage door. And he found like mouse dropping in the garage, and then he laid out all the traps and everything. And then he's like, all right, we're going to be back in 2 days to check the traps. So I was coming home from somewhere, and I was pulling the car into the garage. You know, I was picking up Mrs. Chibi from the train station. You know, open up the garage door, start to pull into the garage, and I see right away, like where I put the car, there's a dead mouse in a trap. And I was like, we're going to be parking in the driveway for the foreseeable future. The guy came, and they found 3 mice in traps. What I want to know...
How many traps were there?
There were a lot.
Okay.
There were a lot. And they replaced them today.
It's not my record for most mice caught in an evening, but yes.
No, not mine either.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's plenty. There were a lot of... They put down like the snap traps and the glue traps.
Snap traps?
We always
I hate
use
that
the
app.
Non-lethal traps.
No, fuck that. You got to kill these fuckers.
When I lived in Manhattan, we would use glue traps.
Yeah.
And that's just mean.
Yeah. I think these got caught in the snap traps, at least the one that I saw. I only saw one because I didn't go back in the garage. I never went in the garage. I didn't open the garage again until the guy came to check the traps this morning. And what I want to know is, I guess mice are pretty dumb because, like, once they see their friend, like, dead in a trap, that doesn't stop them from...
No, mice are pretty dumb. You just said it.
They're just like, fuck it.
Like, what is that? Oh, he got killed. So that means the food must be mine now.
He's just unlucky. I can get it.
Exactly. I can totally do this.
I'm quick. That guy's a slow ass.
Out of my way, fatty.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's I did my handyman thing and I installed a rubber like bumper underneath the garage to stop the space there. So I had to use a hammer. I felt very proud of myself.
We have this neighborhood cat that lives in my backyard. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, I think, does the trick.
Oh, a cat? Yeah. Oh, I need him in the garage is the problem.
We have this big, literally, there's a big black cat who lives in my backyard. We don't feed it. It's not mine.
Right. But you are feeding it with your mice.
But, I mean, if we have any mice, we don't now. We used to have a lot of rabbits. Those seem to have disappeared. So.
Right.
I'm just doing the math.
Gotcha. Well, it's pretty gross, this whole thing. Mm. Lastly, I had a dream that I need interpreted, and maybe you guys could help me because it's a little strange.
Of course.
So I had a dream that I was playing handball. Okay. Now I know where this part of the dream comes from because
U.S. or European.
Well, I'll get to that. I don't know what the difference is, but I will.
Oh, great!
I will elaborate in a minute. This part of the dream comes from Ty had his like school picnic like, a week ago or so, and the kids played wall ball. I guess it's like basically where you're throwing the handball off the wall. I think we used to call it asses up. Did you used to play asses up when you?
Yeah, that's what your gym teacher called it, right?
Mm-hmm. No, because. I don't think you were really allowed to play it, but we played it in the schoolyard. But they don't actually throw the ball at each other like we used to do because that's probably not allowed anymore. Anyway, but it's basically handball, but you're throwing and catching the ball off the wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, in this dream, I'm trying to play normal handball where you hit the ball with your hand, but I keep...
Hence handball.
Right, but I keep forgetting that I'm supposed to hit it with my hand, and I keep trying to catch the ball... And then the last second, I try to hit it with my hand, but it's too late because I fucked up because I was trying to catch it. So I was failing a lot. And then at some point during the handball playing, I had to make a shit. And I went to the bathroom, but the toilet was like right next to the handball court, like right behind the court, not behind the wall, but behind like the back of the court. And it was totally open. Like it wasn't, there was no
privacy. I had one of those poop dreams this week too.
Okay.
I'm not even lying.
And people are watching.
Yeah.
The, they want to watch the people playing handball and there's like a fair amount of people there. So they're sort of backed up to where the toilet is. So they're basically standing right next to me while I'm pooping and I'm pooping and I have to wipe my butt. But there's people like right there, but nobody seems to care that like I'm pooping right next to them. I sort of care, but there's nothing I could do about it.
It's stress related.
And I'm also like, there's also not that much toilet paper left and I'm worried about.
Yeah, there's never enough toilet paper.
In the dreams? In the poop dreams?
There never is. Ever. Because I get that dream too often.
So
not playing handball, usually various situations.
Right.
But it's always the same thing where there's the toilet and it's just there.
Right.
And you just go because you do. And then there's never enough toilet paper. And sometimes you just leave and your pants aren't even on. Did you at least, did that happen in
I
your
think
dream?
I
or you
woke
don't
up before that happened. I just remember like it was very uncomfortable.
Because in my dream this week, I was totally Winnie the Poohing it.
What does that mean? Oh, no
like
pants?
A shirt, no pants. Donald Ducking it. Is that better?
Okay.
For the second half of that dream.
After you pooped. You just didn't. What happened?
I don't think I've ever had a poop dream. I would be afraid if I had a poop dream that I would poop in real life. That's how that works.
No,
right?
Yeah. It doesn't. No, I think that's only with pee.
And I feel like I have had that dream before, now that you mention it. Like the pooping with other people around. And
I feel like it's fairly common.
And nobody thinks it's weird in the dream. It's not like, oh my God, that guy's pooping and I'm standing right next to him. Everybody's just going about their business. Literally.
I had a dream this week where Cheapy, you had hair and it was freaking me out.
Oh, I did have hair at some point.
No, I mean, like I went to visit you.
Oh.
And I couldn't decide if it was really you or not. I kept hanging out with you, but you had hair, and it was like some really weird, like it was definitely you,
right?
But I couldn't convince myself completely that I should be hanging out with you with hair,
right? Maybe I got a toupee or a hair transplant.
It looked more like a hair transplant.
It didn't even look good.
No, it was definitely it didn't
horrible.
Look good.
It looked horrible. Yeah, that's why I didn't get a hair transplant. It's like, fuck it. It's not like I'm going to be a model anyway. Just shave it off. Was I pooping in the dream?
Mm-mm.
Good. Thank God.
No, maybe you were underway there.
Yeah, it was. I woke up from that poop dream and I was like, oh, thank God it was just a dream. All right. Let's have some show feedback from last week, Wombat.
Sure. Bickle has to say, also, props to Shipwreck for IDing the villain in the Spidey demo. Most write-ups had no idea who it was. And I read that comment and I laughed. I assume that was on the audio booze. Because now Shipwreck read those awful Spider-Man comic books and it worked out in the end for him. Because...
Right. Yes, I am familiar with the Slaughterverse.
As soon as I saw the villain, there was part of me that's like, oh, Shipwreck may hate this game.
Oh, is this a villain from like a not liked series, comic series?
It's some people like the Spider-Man, right?
That's yeah, right the Amazing Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Where he's a billionaire and runs a company. They tried to like James Bond up Spider-Man a little bit, and mm-hmm. but yet still make him Spider-Man. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it really doesn't. Like really doesn't.
Right.
I see.
And Prowler is like his bodyguard.
Yeah.
Also dresses up like Spider-Man, so Peter Parker can be Peter Parker.
And he hangs out with Johnny Storm every now and again, and they talk sure. shop and build cars together.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like the Spider-Man that I know.
No, but I that's not what the game's going to be.
No.
No, I don't think so
to have
either.
This character.
Yeah, and it made me laugh because I know how much Shipwreck hates him. So
I don't hate Mr. Negative. No. I think he's okay. He's kind of goofy, but
so are most a guy dressed up like a scorpion is also pretty goofy.
Right, like
or a rhino.
That's fine.
I played a little bit of Marvel Heroes last night and I fought the Shocker.
Mm. I've fought the Shocker a lot in my career.
Yep. I bought my Spider-Man tickets for next weekend also today.
I hear good things.
Mm-hmm. I figure I should get my tickets before that Rotten Tomato score gets too widespread and everyone starts buying their tickets and there's no seats left.
Right. No, that's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yes.
What else we got here?
At Kikujirobil on Twitter has to say, after seeing what they have to offer at E3, which console would you recommend to people who don't own a current gen console? If I didn't own a current gen console, I would probably go with an Xbox One S for a couple of reasons. One, it's the cheapest, and two, for $10 a month, you get 101 or so games that you could download and play without having to spend any more money. And I think as a new player that's missed out on the last, 4 years of games, that's a pretty good bargain.
They have had some insane deals over the last week or so. Like 200 and I think it was like $206 with an extra controller and it was a Battlefield 1. I mean, that's
sure.
That's a lot of cheap.
Plus right the other 100 games that you get for free. Well, not for free.
For
$10 a month. Yeah. I don't know where free came from. Well, free for 14 days.
Yeah. I don't think E3 really changed anything as far as what I'd recommend for people. If you like
Spider-Man.
Yeah. If you like Spider-Man and Japanese games, go with Sony. If you like Nintendo, go with Nintendo. And if you want the third-party games and some Halo, then it's Microsoft.
Yeah, I would say like if the Game Pass is probably a really good idea for like parents who don't want to be too involved with having to buy their kids new games often. It seems to really simplify it for them. And that's, in fact, I recommended it to one of Ty's friend's moms because she was in that situation. But the kid really wanted a PlayStation, so I could not sell them on an Xbox.
What are you going to do?
So I was like, all right, get them a fucking PlayStation.
And again, that's what it called. If someone really wants something, yeah.
Exactly. I think it doesn't matter that much.
There's nothing wrong with the PlayStation 4. I've been playing my PlayStation 4 almost nonstop for the last like 2 weeks. It's the only console I've been using. So
I've been playing Uncharted 4. I got very far in it. I feel like I'm almost at the end.
Every night when I come home, my son just wants to play Lego Worlds together. So we play Lego Worlds together.
Yep.
I'm not going to say no.
Nope. All right. Before we get into Watch This Bitches, I just wanted to wish a well-known CAG get well soon to Blackbeard. He is a very active CAG, especially in the GameSpot. No, GameStop. I knew I was going to fuck that up if I didn't write it down. In the GameStop thread, we want him to get well soon. And... yeah, he got a lot of well wishes in the thread there. So shout out to Blackbeard. We appreciate it. We speak your name, Blackbeard. We speak your name. All right. Watch this, bitches.
I saw Wonder Woman over the weekend.
Wonder Woman!
Mm-hmm.
And?
It was okay.
What? You didn't like it?
I liked it.
What, do you hate women?
I do. Well, that's part of the problem with the movie is that it's about a woman, and I had no idea going in.
Right.
And I was a little surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, it's about 40 minutes too long.
Aren't they all?
They are all.
Yeah. It's just, and it's not, and this isn't Wonder Woman's fault. It's honestly, it's really my only major criticism of this movie. Everything else in it is fine. Like, there's really nothing else wrong with the movie. Other than the fact that there's sometimes where they're like walking and walking slowly, and I watch them go from one building to another in real time, and I'm like, why am I watching this?
Yeah, the end was kind of long.
I even thought they were in.
Don't spoil anything.
Remember when Wonder Woman gets a sex change halfway through?
Oh my goodness! They should have taken that out. Yeah, that was a little much. No, it's just, I mean, it's literally just like, oh, here we are here. And now we're going to walk over to this place, and you're going to come with us for the whole walk, because I don't know.
I think they feel
cool when they were walking.
They walk there. They say they'll glance at each other, like they'll make little glances, like, oh, look at us glancing. But I got it. I get it. You don't have to, like, hammer it home. I've seen a movie before.
Well, they're all 2 hours and 20 minutes now.
I know. Spider-Man, I think, is like 2 hours and 4 minutes or something crazy, too. That's also probably too long. But that's really my only criticism. We did go with both kids.
Yeah, for better or for worse. How did Elliot hang in there?
Elliot was fine. He thought he liked the fight scenes. And anytime people weren't fighting, he thought it was boring. Which is, I think,
right on point then, right?
Yeah. He's got the appropriate 6-year-old reaction to that.
Oh,
movie.
Dad, they're walking again.
Pretty much. And Sabrina was scared poopless of the bad lady.
Oh yeah, she's scary.
She is scary. She loved it. She just was scared of the bad lady. So it's, you know.
Good.
I don't think scared, but not in a bad way. Does that work?
Sure.
She should check out The Mummy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think she'd be scared.
No. Exactly. So there you go.
Nice.
That's our thoughts on it. That's our familial thoughts on Wonder Woman.
Yeah. No, my family really enjoyed it.
Yeah. She reacted every time that woman was on screen as if someone was literally going to, like, as if she was going to walk off the screen and, like, take her away. And then the movie was over and I was concerned, like, did I just, you know, does my daughter going to need therapy? And she's like, I really like that movie. Uh-huh. I'm like, you were like in frozen terror the whole time. Yeah, I really like that movie. I'm like, all right.
good. Did you cry at all during it?
No. Why would I?
You don't. You've never. You don't cry. I know this about you.
Yeah. A, I've never cried in a movie, and B, I don't know when I would in that movie.
Well, we're not going to discuss it, will we?
Nope.
I've been watching The Keepers on Netflix, which is a documentary series about sexual abuse in the church. It's pretty.
Why do you do this to yourself?
It's about a specific case that's really crazy.
Why would you do this to yourself?
Because it's more than just, it is depressing, but not in the usual depressing way. It's like a sort of like a murder mystery.
All new depressing.
No, it's like unraveling a murder mystery type of situation. I haven't finished it yet, so I think I have two episodes left, but it's really well done. If you liked, you know, somebody make a murderer. It's like that in a way, but it's really good though. It's really good. I can't wait to see what happens. It's called The Keepers. It doesn't seem to be getting the same amount of heat that the murderer show got. That thing was like all over Twitter. Everybody was talking about it forever. But this one, I haven't really seen much about it, even though it's of the same high quality. So yeah, that's The Keepers. All right. How about some new releases?
Sure. How about some Crash Bandicoot?
Is that new though?
It's a completely remastered trilogy.
Wait, did it come out already? Games. It's out?
It came out.
It'll be out when this show comes out.
Yeah, it's a Friday, tomorrow.
Friday special.
For you, it's tomorrow.
It's gotten solid reviews. The $40, like, this thing's going to be $20, like, pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, probably.
That's how this works.
I think that's how it works.
I think I'm in at that price point. I think, I mean, those are fine games. I played all the Crash games. They're fun. There's something very unique about them, the way they control and in the way that it kind of like, there's a lot of running towards the screen where you have to memorize stuff. But I don't know. I'm not sure I want to play them again for $40.
Right. I was just looking up the answer to the question that everybody's asking. Does it have PS4 Pro support?
Okay.
And it does. It plays at
there you go. You have to buy it now.
But it's only 1440p, which is a good amount of P's, really. But
I mean, that's more than it had originally.
It's a lot more than it had originally, for sure. That's a good resolution. I like 1440p. I use that on my computer.
It's one of your favorites?
It is my favorite, actually.
Okay.
It's the only one I can run on my computer. So, I don't know that I'm that interested in Crash Bandicoot, so I'm probably not going to get it. I think I would get Wipeout before I got that. So, yeah. But I'm glad that it seems to be getting good reviews. IGN gave it an 8.5. So that's something.
That's good.
That's a good number. So, all right. Mm-hmm. What else?
Also out this week is Valkyria Revolution for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. This is a lot different than the other Valkyria games. It's they sent over a code. I have not had a chance to play it yet, but I have been following up on it for some time, and it's got like real time battles in it now. So it's kind of a lot different than what the old games were. Did you play any of the other Valkyria games, either one of you?
What do you think?
I think Wombat might have.
No, I don't think so.
Wombat actually just went to the bathroom while you were talking about that.
Right. He was sounding really far away.
I did lean back in my chair.
He's like, oh God, Valkyria.
I'm like, oh, he's going to talk about something I don't care about. I'm going to take a quick snooze.
Right. Fine. The other games were like turn-based strategy games.
Oh, now I'm in.
Right.
They did it.
So they made this one for you. It's got real time.
Woo.
I don't know. I'm going to play it and see if I like it or not, because maybe I'll like it.
All right. Who knows? Good.
You might. I'm pulling for you.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I need.
Anything coming out for the Switch this week? Anything?
For the Switch, you say?
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
The Fatal Fury 2?
Never mind.
Man, they're pumping out a lot of Neo Geo games for the Switch.
They're pumping all those Neo Geo games are coming out for everything.
Yeah, Hamster is, they're just turning that wheel.
Right. Right. That's good.
I wonder how many you could get for $30 to turn your Nintendo Switch into like one of those classic consoles that you could play on the go.
Right.
I don't know. The Switch had arms. That was all it needed for a while.
I guess so.
Right? It gets a game a month.
I don't know. We'll see.
I still only have one game for it.
You still can't buy one of those things, huh?
No.
What the hell are they fucking doing? It's crazy.
I feel like ARMS, I don't see much traction on that.
I don't see people talking about it, if that's
no.
What you're
saying. It kind of came and went real quick.
I still see people talking about Breath of the Wild a lot, so I think that's sustaining people.
Whereas, have you been playing any of that?
No, but I updated my console, so I could play more of it.
Perfect.
And then I just haven't.
Yeah, I'm very curious on how the Switch is going to sell. I definitely don't think it's a foregone conclusion that this thing is going to be a success. It hasn't, you know, I don't think that it's sold more than the Wii U at this point. I think they both have sold.
It's still not a better console than the 3DS.
I think they, like the Wii U, they both sold out their initial allotments. But it's sort of yet to be decided. I mean, I don't... Can a console really be successful without third party support? And I don't know.
If it's a Nintendo console, yes, it can.
Well, it'll do fine for them, I think. I don't think this is another Wii U situation.
Okay,
at
good.
All.
Good.
I think
it's got the portability. The Wii U had nothing going for it.
And the Switch has at least two games that are coming out this year that look interesting. One that will sell a lot, and one that may actually be better than we think.
What's the one that's not Mario?
They're both Mario related. That's it. I mean, there's two Mario games coming out this year.
Oh, the rabbits.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually think that looks decent. So
I don't.
If they have two good Mario games this year that people actually enjoy, then yes, the console will do fine.
It's just two games, though. Can you?
Well, three. That and Zelda, and there's also. And a
Splatoon
Mario Kart
2 will do well as well, but I mean it's not going to bring new people in. But
I don't know. There's something about like having big third party games and all that marketing behind it that sells machines. But well, I don't know. We'll see. But I guess if you don't make any machines, how can you sell them? That seems to
right.
I don't know.
That's the right. That's the Nintendo plan.
I just clicked on the coming soon portion on Metacritic for Switch.
Uh-huh.
And they only have like 18 games listed for like through end of November.
That's what I mean.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be a lot of other stuff released in that time frame, but those are the ones that they've identified.
Just like these big third party games are so important for the console. I mean, at least for Xbox and PlayStation.
Well, they're going to have Skyrim.
Yeah, but no one gives a shit about that anymore.
You don't think I want to play Skyrim on the train?
No.
Nah, probably not. But still.
I don't.
Skyrim on the train, man. I know.
Anything else this week?
Oh, we've already moved past. We're talking about
we've
games out in November.
All right.
Yeah. We're now on Overwatch Onslaught. Why don't you tell me something about Overwatch so I can nap more?
Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught, you mean.
Yes.
Right? Home of the Wombat and Overwatch. So there's a new patch coming out that will be drastically reducing loot box duplicates. Do you know what that means, Wombat?
That means that when you get a loot box, the chances of you finding something you already have will go down considerably.
Right. And it's very annoying when you get those because it just gives you a pittance of in-game credit.
A pittance.
A pittance. Nothing to even get excited about when you get a duplicate. It's like you can't even buy anything with that shit. And I opened
That's some Oliver Twist shit right there.
Exactly.
Pittance.
Please, sir, can I have some more loot? I got four dupes in two boxes ago that I opened up.
That's some loot box bullshit.
That is. I felt like it should be like a slot machine and I should get like a bonus because they fucked me so bad.
But seriously.
That did not happen. The patch is going, it's not going to make it impossible to get dupes because there's a chance that you could have like just so much stuff that they can't give you new stuff anymore. But for most people, that's not going to be the case. And it's on, the patch is already on the test server, so it should be rolling out like pretty soon. So that's good. I'm excited about that. And in other Overwatch news, they just announced a new D.Va statue that's coming out. Wombat, don't click on the link. Did you click on it already?
I didn't.
Good. Okay. It is. I want you to guess the price of the D.Va statue. It's 19 inches tall.
Okay.
And it is a statue of D.Va. Now, do you need any more information about it?
I'm gonna say it's $149.99.
You're wrong.
Who's making
it's
it?
It's from Blizzard. It's a Blizzard Direct.
It's at least $400.
I was gonna say the next guess would be $400.
It's $450.
Okay.
There's a limit for a statue.
There's a limit of two per customer. So,
I'm out then.
Settle down.
I needed three.
That's a lot of do re mi right there for a statue of a video.
So did you buy one?
No, I've been hesitant to buy the D.Va pop because it's $25. It's one of those bigger ones.
I understand.
And I was like, I don't know, $25.
Oh, this is a girl and a robot. Okay, of course. They could charge more than that.
Right. Is there a hole somewhere maybe? No, there's no.
Well, if it's a girl, one. I would hope so.
Stop it. You know what? I was being trying to be gross, and then you were being more gross.
That's how I roll.
Don't outgross me.
Sorry. How dare I?
Yeah, they don't. You know, they're not anatomically correct. The figures, but
maybe I was talking about nostrils.
You could slide it between the robot's legs. I feel the mech's legs. There's enough space there. Anyway,
maybe for you.
Right. All right. That's enough Overwatch.
I did play a lot of Overwatch crap.
I did play some
D.Va leggings. Why don't you get some D.Va leggings?
I did order. I was wrong. It's not. I'm not done with Overwatch. I ordered the new Lucio sweatshirt hoodie, rather. That is
nice
on Jinx.com. They have a new Overwatch line of sweatshirts that are coming out, and I did order a $60 sweatshirt. I'm not gonna lie about that. I did have a coupon though, so it was only $54, I believe.
Well, then that's totally worth it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what? If you want to buy a sweatshirt of your favorite character and your favorite game,
yeah,
and there's no reason why anyone should make fun of you for that. And I actually mean that.
Good. Thank you.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm actually now looking at the Diablo 3 bottle opener and wondering why can't that be just a little less? So
what if I told you I'm wearing a Lucio t-shirt right now?
I'd say that's fine. I wore my my Spider-Man shirt that I got on my loot crate the other day. I have my Doctor Strange t-shirt that I've been wearing a lot. I got a really cool Star-Lord t-shirt in my other loot thing that I got, the loot tees that I now get once a month.
Shipwreck gave me his Overwatch loot box shirt that they sent him, but it's an L size, but I still wore it.
I can't do anything about that.
I know. Me neither.
I just knew I wasn't going to wear an Overwatch t-shirt.
I wore it anyway, even though it was too small. I tugged on it, you know, like pulled it down.
I feel like people would start talking to me about Overwatch if I wore it.
That's the price you pay.
That's what happens. Right. But Mrs. Chibi was like, that's a pretty dorky shirt. You dorky.
What is it?
It's just like a black shirt with all the characters on it in like a yellow, and they're separated by their class. You know, you got like attack, defense, support, tank.
Sounds lame.
It's not my, it's my third most favorite Overwatch shirt that I own.
And how many do you own?
Three.
Okay.
I'm not offended by that.
I know.
It doesn't. Yeah.
I'm still wear it. Don't worry. I'm still going to wear it. what else we got here? Oh, we got a question from Voltazors, and he wants to know how Wombat's adventures in Elder Scrolls Online are going.
I'd like to be playing more, but my in-laws are in my house. So, again, I don't know what I did in a past life to deserve this punishment. Whoever that guy was must have been a real terrible human being. But they're gone on Saturday, and I'm off, and I'm off of work on both Monday and Tuesday. So who knows?
There could be some Elder Scrolls Online in your future.
Exactly.
While we're doing multi-platforming and news and stuff.
Oh, and I also had a wedding last weekend that I had to go to, and my kids were in the wedding. Last weekend was a mess.
You got a lot of excuses.
If you had Skyrim for Switch, you could have played it right there at the wedding.
I should have brought a Switch to the wedding. My cousin wouldn't know. He wouldn't care.
Everybody was drunk anyway, I'm sure.
Oh my God, my uncle could barely stand up.
I don't understand why people do that.
You'd have to ask him. I had nothing to drink because it was a Sunday night wedding and I had to go to work the next day. And I was like, you know what? I'll just stick with Diet Coke. And then I was getting like mocktails like cranberry and seltzer. Because that's how I roll.
Just drink iced tea. Unsweetened iced tea.
I don't like unsweetened iced tea. I like seltzer.
What? Okay, well, just seltzer is fine.
Seltzer with a lime?
That's fine.
I had a lot of those. Seltzer and lime, please.
I have to fart right now.
But I'm not in the room, so I don't care.
Okay, I farted.
Wonderful.
Once I got your permission, I felt it was okay. I don't think anybody heard it, though.
No one can smell it. That's really the only... That's the issue with farts. The noise is hysterical. It's the smell that
people don't like.
Yeah.
How can I segue to Star Wars Battlefront 2 Closed Alpha?
Are you in the Closed Alpha?
I am in the Closed Alpha. They just sent me a code for Origin.
How'd you get a code? Oh, is it for PC? That's why. Okay. Got it. Okay.
I just want to know.
Go on.
And I think we talked about this during E3. Like, whose idea was it? Like, we're going to make the premiere, like the reveal of this game and the alpha
Roger,
of this
Roger.
Game. Yeah, on Naboo.
Because I think that's what they should do. It should be
no.
Yeah,
what?
It should be something. It should be the one that you want the least is the one that you play
no,
out of time.
That's the worst idea.
Because if you can enjoy yourself on Naboo,
you can
imagine how much you're going to enjoy yourself when you play this game on. Not Hoth or Endor because they used those in the last game.
But they could, no. All Star Wars fans are trying to forget that there's a place called Naboo.
I have nothing against Naboo. I just have things against that movie.
Right.
If you take the context out of it, it's just a place to run around dressed up like a Star Wars character and shoot robots. I'm okay with that.
But they're the shittiest ones.
Do you get underwater Naboo?
No. This is like the city.
Like half of Naboo.
Can I play as a robot and hit a button that goes Roger, Roger?
I don't think you can say Roger, Roger, but you can play as the Roger, Roger robots.
I want to say Roger, Roger.
I could be wrong about that. You may be able to say Roger, Roger, but I'm probably
that
not.
Would be, that's worth it.
Does your head just randomly fall off if you run too fast?
I just didn't even want to look at it. I was like, I don't want to be reminded of Naboo. It's like if they made a RoboCop game and they're like, all right, here's the alpha of the game to get people excited about it. And like the reveal of the game, let's take a scene from RoboCop 3 where RoboCop fights the ninja. That'll really get people of hardcore fans.
I'm on board.
Involved.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me when this gets to be bad.
RoboCop fans.
I'm with Wombat though. I don't have a problem with Naboo. I really don't have a problem with the prequels, except for the writing and the acting. I think like all the content in them is fine. It was just terribly done.
I just don't want to be reminded
problem,
of it.
And I think Shipwreck is right. It's not the problem with the prequels wasn't Naboo. It wasn't that there was a planet with guys dressed in silly costumes shooting at each other. That's the only thing about it that's good. So you take everything else out of it, and you just get to be one of those soldiers, and you run around and shoot people. I'm okay with that. Do you get to go inside, and it has the scene where the Jedi's fought Darth Maul, and it has like the bottomless pit? Because that would be cool.
Was that even on Naboo?
I think so.
I can't even remember.
I don't know.
I just point. I want to say yes. I want to forget those movies. I don't think they should. I don't think we should be reliving those movies in any way.
Can you play as the Gungans? Can you throw some blue balls around?
I don't think so. I think they even know like not to fuck with that.
Can I play it? Do they have Unkar Plutt as a hero yet for this game?
I don't know. They have
Calrissian. He throws around portions. He gets one portion, but he could split it into four.
I don't know. It's all bad. I don't know. I just don't understand like that decision there.
That's so you're awful. Playing. So the two sides you're playing it. You're playing like as Captain Tanaka and his guys.
You're playing as the clone. The robots. The clones, like the stormtrooper looking dudes.
Okay.
They're not stormtroopers, but they look like stormtroopers.
Right. Yeah, I even like the way those guys look.
They looked fine. I remember watching the movie and not even understanding what the fuck was going on. But
you don't need. I was gonna say. I feel like you don't need to. Not in this game.
No, in the game you don't. I couldn't even get myself to like play more than 5 minutes of it because I just.
Didn't. I mean, the whole reason is Darth Maul, right? That's the only reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But can't they just throw him in somewhere else? Like he came back from the dead or something. I don't know. Well, they did that anyway.
They did that.
Right.
They definitely brought it back because they screwed up killing him the first time.
Right. Throw him somewhere else in some other movie. Like, who cares if it...
So what Jedis do you get to play as in this alpha?
I'm assuming it's the same ones that they demoed at the EA press conference at E3.
Okay.
So
Rey and...
Yeah. And Han? No, it wasn't Jedi, Han. Not Han. But... No, not a Jedi. But I think... I think that was just Rey. I don't know. I have, like I said, I played 5 minutes and then I played some.
No, Kia D Mundi.
I don't know who these people are. I think you're just making up names now.
Can you play as Kit Fisto?
I don't know. You can play as the ninja from RoboCop 3. You said your ninja was going to defeat RoboCop.
That's so good.
That was a line.
I would love that game. Who doesn't want that game?
Did you watch RoboCop 3?
I don't think I've ever sat through RoboCop 3.
It's fucking horrible.
Doesn't he fly in that one?
He has a jetpack. He gets a jetpack at the end. Yeah. It's not even Peter Weller because he.
I know he's very blue though, isn't he? Like more blue than he is in the other ones.
It's just bad.
I think he is.
No, he didn't. Like, the look of him was fine. The look of him was fine. Okay. There was nothing wrong with the way he looked. It was just the writing. The story was just ridiculous.
Was that one directed by Frank Miller, or is it just the second one that was directed by Frank Miller?
I don't know. It's the one that had Rip Torn in it as like the main bad guy.
Kind of selling this.
It's hard. It's unwatchable. It's really unwatchable.
I may have seen it at some point. I'm sure I've seen it at some point.
Yeah, it's not. It's
blocked it out.
It's horrible. I don't know. Let's move on. I was going to talk about how I played Player Unknown's Battlegrounds today on Twitch.
What's the best you've done? Oh, you only played once?
No, I played a bunch today. The best I've done, I got to 24 today. That's pretty good, right?
That's in the top 25%.
Yep. There's a lot of running in this game or driving if you happen to find a car, but like the battlefield is constantly getting smaller. So you have to keep moving to the middle, and depending on like where you start from, it can affect how much you have to run. So it's basically people watching me on Twitch play, and they're just watching me like basically run for 20 minutes and not see anybody, or you know, pick up some shit and then run before like I get crushed by the force field. It was pretty fucking fun though, I gotta say. I did kill.
What place did you come in?
I just told you.
I missed it.
24th was my best.
Okay, that's not bad.
It wasn't bad. I mean, but it was mostly because I didn't see anybody. But then I had like, I would kill one.
I didn't see you either.
Right. I would kill one person if I was lucky, which actually happened almost every game. I killed one person. And then by the time I saw the next person, they got me. It's very nerve wracking. Like if you've invested, once you've invested like 25 minutes into the game, like you don't want to die. But I don't know. I see why the game is popular. It's pretty fun. What is Dreamcade's Replay?
It's a... It was originally a Kickstarter. It's by the Dream Arcade guys.
Okay.
But I guess...
I don't know what that is.
Dream Arcade, they're one of those companies that make like new MAME machines, basically. But they have like the official licensed games in there.
Okay, I'm looking it up now.
But the Dreamcade Replay, like it's going to be coming out, I guess, this fall sometimes.
Oh, wow.
It's $99. It basically like a RetroPie type of thing, but it's running Windows 10 and has like a 2.2 gigahertz processor in there. And so it can do like all of like the Netflix and the Amazon and Hulu and all that stuff, as well as coming with all of the emulators pre-installed. Not all the games pre-installed, but the emulators, and then like it has 100 or so licensed games like Pac-Man and stuff like that.
Got it. It plays Bally Arcade.
Yeah. Holy. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot like what we set up with the RetroPie.
Raspberry Pi.
Sorry. No, well, it's RetroPie is the front end that you put on there. At least on mine.
I only talk about the back end, as you know.
Okay, good. But it works with like wireless controllers, like you can sync up like Bluetooth controllers and everything to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at this thing. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks all right. It's got Wi-Fi, so you can in like a storefront where you can get the ROMs from. It looks like they just don't come on it.
Wait, they're selling the ROMs?
No, they're not selling the ROMs, but it has like a... It has an easy way to get them, so you don't have to go searching
Google, you mean? There's links to Google?
No, you don't have to like go... It has this like safe search thing or something. It's got like a front end. I know you're all about the back end, but it's got like a front end that makes it easy to just like search and then load up the games on it.
Their website.
I don't know. It looks promising for what it is. I think they're going to open up pre-orders in a couple weeks or something like that. They responded to me on Twitter because there's like an order button on their site right now, but their site isn't like fully functioning.
Yeah, I noticed. It's just like placeholders.
Right.
Cool. What's it called? It's called the Dreamcade Replay.
Yeah. Looks all right.
Interesting.
And it gives me hope. Like, of course, this is just like an emulation thing again, and you have caveats with that, certainly. But
like, what? The police are going to come to your house?
No. Well, that I'm just mean like as far as like how well stuff is emulated and
yeah. But even like the Nintendo,
right? That's all emulation. I mean, this just like for $100, it seems like it's got a lot of features and. Like these guys have been around for a while making these like full arcade machines.
Right.
So it's, I don't know. This gives me a little bit more hope than some of this other stuff. And of course I have a RetroPie, so it already does a lot of this stuff, but just to be able to just buy something, there's something
to buy a box, a ready to go box that plugs into your TV that you can sync controllers to easily.
Yeah.
Neat. And it has more features than a Nintendo Switch.
It's got online.
It's got online, yeah. And it has Netflix. Cool. Well, speaking of Nintendo, why don't we move right to the big news of the week, the Super Nintendo Classic, which is coming out end of September for $80 with two controllers.
And is also leaving stores on September 29th for $80.
Right. If you happen to be busy that day, you will never see one. Yeah, so it comes with, what, like 20 games?
21 games, including the unreleased Star Fox 2.
Ta-da! Yeah, okay, I'm looking at the game. I really haven't even looked at the game list until right now because I don't think I would buy one. I mean, I would buy one to try to give one away on CAG because, you know.
You're a man of the people.
Well, no, because I want people to, like, retweet our account and stuff. I'm a man of entrepreneurial spirit.
I understand.
It's got, oh, Kirby's Dream Course.
Mm-hmm.
I remember these. These are all my college jams right here.
I was more of a, well, when this came out, I was probably playing mostly the Genesis more than
sure
than the Super Nintendo person. It doesn't mean I didn't play any of these games. I do remember playing Super Punch-Out and Super Metroid and Super Mario World and Super Mario Kart and Star Fox.
No Super Bomberman, I see.
I've played all of these games except for Star Fox 2.
Yeah, I didn't have this console, so I didn't really play, you know, Mega Man X. I never really played. I mean, I know of these games. I have played A Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. I remember sitting in my friend's house and playing that for way too much time to get through that game.
So are you going to buy one?
Yeah, they're going to sell however many of these they make.
Right. Yeah, that's just it. It's just
I just didn't think they were going to do this soon.
It's well, so I you know, a lot of people commented on my Twitter feed about how it's probably, they think it's exactly what I predicted, that after the NES Mini was so successful, they decided to roll this out fairly quickly, and they started making it, and by the time they realized it was a mistake, it was too late to stop making them.
Because it's just taking away Switch sales, or but they're not even making enough Switches, so
yeah, because they're too busy making other hardware. They're making three pieces of hardware right now. They have the new 2DS, they have a Switch, and now they have this thing. Why is this company making three pieces of hardware that they're all trying to sell at the same holiday time?
I just don't understand that. Like,
I don't understand any of it.
Huge moneymaker, this thing.
Why build hardware for something that you could put on? If they sold the bundle of 21 games for $80 on the Switch, it would sell more copies with significantly less investment.
And they'd make more money.
That's what I mean.
There's no, like, after you sell this thing, nobody's coming back for razor blades.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Weird thing for them to do. I mean, it's cool. I'm going to buy one, obviously.
Yeah. It's not that it's not cool. That's not the problem. It's, you know, I think the best way that, you know, it would have been awesome if they sold this as like an $80 game with the controller pack in. That was my tweet. That would be awesome.
I don't understand.
So it would be a Switch
for
game.
Switch game with a Super Nintendo controller.
For $80.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So then you could play the game, the Switch. You could even take it out and use the flip thing, and you could take your Super Nintendo with you, or you could play it on your TV, but you could have the classic controller, and then you could sell a second controller for another $20, and they'd make $100 per Switch owner this holiday season, because I'm pretty sure everyone who owns a Switch would buy that.
I like that thinking.
I know, it's because it's a smart idea. This is a dumb idea. It's not that it's a bad thing. It's a bad idea. And there's a difference.
I guess if you're trying to ramp up excitement for your just-released video game console that's not going to have any third-party support, and you really have to focus on first-party stuff because that's all you're getting, it would make more sense. You would want to roll out the old stuff and, you know, show that you like you're committed to putting old stuff on the new system.
They could even have done like two packages: one where it's the NES Mini package for $50 or $60, whatever that thing sold for, and do this for $80. And then I'm sure people who didn't get the NES Mini would buy that Switch cartridge, and then people would also buy the Super Nintendo cartridge.
It's not really a cartridge. Well, it is a cartridge, right. I forgot. They do have cartridges, right?
Yeah.
Those little SD card
doohickeys.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Volume 1, volume 2, you could just keep rolling them out.
Exactly. Instead of doing eShop stuff, I mean, you're even...
Which they're not even doing, apparently.
Yeah, it's just, you know, cut that whole thing out altogether. Just sell them on the cards, because that's what you're comfortable with. It's still cheaper than making hardware. I don't understand. Shipwreck, tell me why I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong.
Uh-oh.
Not completely. I mean, if they we're just flooding the market with these things to where it was a volume game. Like, if this was just, like, as readily available as any of these other flashback consoles that you'd walk into a store and get, I think I'd understand this more, but this, like, limited supply of this hardware, it's such a weird business decision.
I don't understand. I still don't understand why it's beneficial for Nintendo to do this thing with the supply on everything they do.
I guess if they're counting it as marketing of some sort.
Who gives a shit? If you can't sell the thing, who cares how much it's marketed? If you can't buy it anywhere, what's the matter? It just only makes it more valuable to resellers. You're now generating marketing for second party sellers. I mean, who cares about that? It's very weird.
They've already announced that after once the new year hits, they're not making any more.
Right.
I don't understand any of it. I really don't. And I don't want to buy one. I feel like I there's that principled part of me that's like, I'm not going to support this. So
could the idea be like, oh, I couldn't buy a SNES Classic, so I'll buy a Switch? But you can't even buy those because they don't make enough of those. I don't get it.
And you can't buy these games on the Switch anyway.
Oh, I liked your idea a lot, Wombat. That's a pretty cool idea.
It's a good idea. But, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think they'd make a lot more money selling this thing with just a software plus a controller.
Because I think people would be just as excited to be like, oh, I could use the controller that I know was right.
Right.
And it would have that Nintendo name on it. And
it's wireless.
Yeah. People would be happy with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Do we have to do any more show?
We don't have to, no. We could do whatever you want. You're the boss.
I don't know. There's a bunch of sales going on. Let's just mention the fact that there are sales going on. Xbox has one. PlayStation has one. Steam has one. Everybody's got their summer sales going right now.
I thought you should get the Shadows of Mordor Game of the Year edition for $4 just so you could see how it looks on your PS Pro, because it does have PS Pro support.
I will think about it, but I think I really want to just get the new one. Because I'm probably
such a big step up.
Yeah.
Does the new one does look really good? Does God of War 3 have pro support? Because that's also like $4.
I played it already.
I know. I'm just. I thought you liked to get games that you could like show off your TV with.
To who?
Ty. Look how good this looks.
Ty doesn't
look at these entrails.
Look at these titties, Ty. Check out these titties.
You're like,
look at the texture on these nips. Come on.
He's immune to it at this point. Why?
Stop showing me blood and guts, Dad.
Yeah. Like when I try to show Sabrina like cool animation things. Like I think the new Ant-Man cartoons on Disney XD look so cool. And she's like, this is stupid. I'm like, no, you're stupid. I do not say that to my daughter.
I know. We know this. I don't know. I don't think I need to read any of these CAGBAG questions. Interest you at all?
They never do. Huh? Did I say that out loud?
They don't. They don't interest me. Somebody wanted to know. Here, I'll do one.
Okay.
Since I mentioned the CAGBAG. At Aaron36CF says, have a look at Notch's Twitter and answer me this. Has he actually gone insane? Because I think he has. Yeah, no, I think we've talked about this before, that he probably has gone insane a little. I feel like if you make $1 billion, like how old is Notch? Let's see, Notch age.
I don't think he's 40 yet.
No, he's 38. And I don't want to excuse bad 40. Behavior by saying, by any, you know, with anything. I'm just trying to like explain. I feel like if you make $1 billion and from, I don't know, especially you're at a young age when you get that $1 billion and then you have nothing to do after you have that $1 billion.
And you're all alone. Because he's not married.
Right. He maybe doesn't have a great support system. Maybe he just has like people who are like hangers on. You know, the fact that he bought like a $98 million house or something like that.
Yep.
That seems like a bad decision for somebody who like lives by themselves. Like, do you really need like a giant fucking mansion when you live by yourself? I don't know. I think he probably has gone a little insane from being one of the wealthiest people in the world. And I don't know. His Twitter is a fucking trash fire. I don't know how else you can.
Did you really read Ben Gilbert's interview with Player Unknown?
No.
Oh, it's good. He talked about basically I think he's trying to pass himself off in many ways as like the anti-Notch.
Okay.
Where, you know, he's also a very different person. So, you know, I don't think you compare one to the other, but I believe he's married. He has a daughter.
Okay.
And he lives in a small house and he just made a whole lot of money very quickly. Uh-huh. And he basically talked to Ben about how he just is, you know, keeping everything simple. And his main concern is just making sure that his daughter is well provided for basically forever. And it's just a very different way of thinking.
A good game that's not even out yet.
Yeah.
Notch is in a very different situation. He wiped his hands of the game that he created with, you know, took a big pile of money and has no family, you know, no support system like that, telling him, you know, offering him guidance on how to spend the money or behave like a human being. So, yeah. And maybe what's his name is in a similar boat, Palmer Luckey. But he doesn't seem, his Twitter is not a huge trash fire like Notch. All right. That's enough show, I feel. So, let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Of course, at Video Game Deals. Now's the perfect time to follow at Video Game Deals, especially if you want a Super Nintendo classic. And there's so many summer sales going on. You definitely want to stay on top of that. Maybe you want to follow me on Twitch. Cheap Ass Gamer is the name of the account. Because I did buy the streaming software today. I invested $100 in that streaming software. So I'll probably be streaming. But there will be no show next week. We have a summer vacation next week. Happy 4th of July to everybody. And we'll see you the week after that. Thanks.
Bread's done.
He was state-of-the-art in law enforcement technology.
You called for backup?
But the system thinks he's become too independent.
He disobeyed a direct order. I want to know why.
His friend was in trouble and he made a judgment call.
Too unpredictable.
They're saying he's gone underground.
Oh, there goes our PR budget.
Too human.
We have a warrant out for the arrest of RoboCop.
Now the system's out to get him. Because he's fighting for the people.
Stay here! Fight for your home!
If you want to get in there, you're going to have to shoot through us.
I don't have a huge problem with that.
I promise.
All right, Mr. RoboCop.
Come and get me.
I must not endear your vehicle for police use.
What is your problem, sucker?
I mean, officer?
I hope you are insured.
I thought your damn ninja was supposed to take care of RoboCop for me.
You are under arrest for assaulting an officer. And destruction of police property. You may want to call the fire department.
What, you gone war wacky?
I think I'm in love.
He's taking the future.
What?
And giving it back to the people. RoboCop 3.
How may I help you, officer?
By resisting arrest.